This week, we continue our look into the dramatic events in Czechoslovakia just before World War II. By the summer of 1938, Hitler's Germany was demanding nothing less than the immediate annexation of the entire Sudetenland, all parts of Bohemia and Moravia, with a German-speaking majority. The Sudeten German Party had made big gains among German speakers in local elections earlier that year, and the Nazi rhetoric of their leaders was unambiguous. Here is one prominent Sudeten German politician, Wilhelm Sebekovsky, talking at a huge political rally in Dresden on the 19th of September 1938, a few days after the party had been banned in Czechoslovakia for attempting to seize power in the Sudetenland.
Wir werden siegen, weil die Idee Adolf Hitler siegen muss.
Victory will be ours, he told a hysterical crowd, because the vision of Adolf Hitler must triumph. And 2 weeks later, victory was indeed theirs, as Britain and France agreed in Munich to allow Hitler to march into the Sudetenland. But there were also Sudeten Germans who remained vehemently opposed to Hitler. The leader of the Sudeten German Social Democrats, Wenzel Jaksch, gave a moving talk on Radio Prague's English shortwave broadcasts on the 16th of September 1938, also just a few days before the fateful Munich conference.
Czechs and Germans cannot annihilate each other. Each nationality has its failings and its virtues. Somehow or other, the formula for an honest and peaceful cooperation of the nationalities has eventually to be found. Not only in our country, but in the whole of Europe. Let us join all our forces to avoid that our home borderland will become a cause of conflict or a battlefield. Let us create a higher standard of cooperation of the two nationalities who dwell upon a soil assigned to them by destiny and which are called to be the bridge linking the German and Slav peoples.
The Sudeten German Social Democrat leader, Wenzel Jaksch. Radio Prague also broadcast an address by the Sudeten German priest, Emanuel Josef Reichenberger, who appealed in vain to his fellow Sudeten Germans to see reason.
We are standing on the edge of a precipice. An unbounded campaign of hate has claimed its first victims. I speak as a German who truly loves his people and home and wishes to protect them from destruction. We must not bear the burden of the hatred and curses of the rest of the world. I speak as a human being and a Christian who sees God's image in every human soul, who believes in worthier ways of settling human and interstate differences than war and annihilation. Sudeten German men and women, think of your responsibility for your family before God, your home, and our people. Pray, work, sacrifice for peace. God wishes it.
The Sudeten German priest and democrat Emanuel Josef Reichenberger, who not long afterwards was forced into exile as Hitler took over the Sudetenland.